Scott with SJWellfire.com. Hey, I was led to replay Final Days Report episode 280, where DARPA is involved with mind controlism technology from 2013, a project to really target Christians and people of faith to change their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors with a trigger. And you need to think about the poison poke with the mind controlism, this optogenetics that we always talk about. It's worse than what I'm even going to cover. This is the big picture. And again, Elon Musk said we don't need invasive surgery for this nanotech to basically cross the blood-brain barrier. Period. You don't need a massive chip for this mind controlism. You need to think about what happened in Rwanda, Operation Crimson Mist. And they're putting us in camps, right versus left, black versus white, because they're dying for a civil war. So let's play Final Days Report episode 280. And also for some housekeeping, for those of you that like to listen to Pastor Larry, I actually put a VCast on sjwellfire.com, his word hardened some. His mic is really messed up. We're going to work on it this May, early May. I'm going to see him. And he also is cut off here, but I thought it was a good message to make sure that it is available. And I'll post another study this Sunday. So check that out. And I'm also working on a couple podcasts, almost finished. One about the next pandemic. It is mind-bending. They're actually preparing vaccines. The WHO is for the bird flu. Is that pandemic X? We're going to dive deep into some solutions as well. And also the war on property rights, some of the tactics that are used. So those are the next two podcasts that I'm working on. Check out this Final Days Report episode 280. We're getting a lot of new listeners. And again, this is that mind controlism technology. God bless. Scott, SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 280. If you follow our ministry, we've been all over this mind controlism technology for the last 2 years. The fourth beast system spoken of in the Bible, written over 2,000 years ago, is iron mixed with clay or graphene oxide mixed in you. The seeds of men will not cleave. As the days of Noah, this is a genetic seed war, but they want to tie you up to this hive mind. You need to think about the different religions with the black cube worship. And then if you think about a D-Wave computer, it's a black cube. And the inventor of these D-Wave quantum computers, or quantum computers in general, said they speak to other dimensions. This is a soul trap, my friends. This is an AI false god. And this is alarming, this white paper that I'm going to cover. And it's from 2011, and we're calling this VCast, DARPA Hates Christians. But let's read. Whistleblower reveals military mind control project at major university. What if the government could change people's moral beliefs or stop political dissent through remote controlling people's brains? We've covered this technology at length, but this is just another deep dive, another proof point. Let's continue. Sounds like science fiction, right? Well, a leaked document reveals that the U.S. government, through DARPA research, is very close to accomplishing this. Activist Post was recently contacted by an anonymous whistleblower who worked on the secret ongoing mind control project for DARPA. The aim of the program is to remotely disrupt political dissent and extremism by employing transcranial magnetic stimulation. They call it TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, in tandem with sophisticated propaganda-based stimuli for this technology. TMS stimulates the temporal lobe of the brain with electromagnetic fields. And I think it's worse than this. With the nanotechnology, with the As the Days of Noah devil juice. And so here's what I've done. I've gone through these 128 pages of copy, and I'm just going to read things that are alarming, how they're going after Christians. And they're also using Muslims as test subjects. I mean, it's just beyond wicked. What's interesting is they went on to say that they're losing the narrative, that people don't trust them. So now they have to use mind control. Before we get into the white paper, I think it's old school technology, but what's important about this VCast is it shows the attitude
of DARPA and the government has on Christians and people that have critical thinking skills, that people that don't want to worship Lucifer, and they're calling Christians extremists. Can't make this up, my friends. And they want to actually use mind control so their narrative will get passed. This is mind controlism, that fourth beast system I always talk about. But I think it's old school technology, because we've proven within our ministry, within our VCast, within our book, Field One is open, that primes the fourth beast system as iron, graphene oxide, mixing clay, you, all the nanotech in the as the days of Noah devil juice. So this technology is not injecting anything in you. But DARPA has its hands within the pie, within mRNA technology, which is an operating system. Let's read. Previous DARPA investments are also showing promise in combating COVID-19. For example, in 2013, all the way back to 2013, the white paper I'm going to read is from 2011. For example, in 2013, the Autonomous Diagnostics to Enable Prevention and Therapeutics Program awarded grant funding to Moderna Therapeutics for the development of a new type of vaccine based on messenger RNA. As the days of Noah, DNA defilement, the seeds of men will not cleave. Seed war, Genesis 3, Genesis 6. If you're not saved, this is all spelled out in the good book, my friends. But let's get in this white paper. It just sets the tone on how they want to disrupt the what they call the cognitive triangle, thoughts, feelings, and behavior with a trigger. So they're going to give a stimuli and disrupt your thoughts, feelings, and behavior and attitudes. So let's set up the scope. Innovative claims, humans are storytelling beings. There is no clearer evidence to this than the struggles the United States government has to convince world populations of its good intentions. Good intentions? George Bush, we're going to find those weapons of mass destruction somewhere. What, 1.5 million people died because of this nonsense of our invasions? Insanity. Nobody believes, if they have any critical thinking skills, that two airplanes took down the Twin Towers. No way. And since 9/11 just passed for the anniversary, I saw some videos that I've seen before, but it just kind of struck a chord with me how people were filming the hole in the Pentagon with no remnants of a plane. A missile hit the Pentagon, it appears. Good night, my friends. I remember Boston bombing. RT covered that scam, that false flag, like nobody's business. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on if you're awake. So let's read that again. There's no clearer evidence of this than the struggles of the United States government to convince world populations of its good intentions and to dissuade key constituencies from the powerful narratives told by violent extremists. They're labeling Christians as a violent extremists. Unbelievable. In short, it is widely recognized that the U.S. is losing the battle narrative and thus the war of ideas. Now, that's the good news. Nobody believes their nonsense. Or a lot of people don't. Many people are still asleep, though. The project responds to the technical areas 1 and 2 with the aim of revolutionizing the study of neuropsychology and the narrative of its effects on persuasion. There they are, mind controlism. And I've done a podcast where I think I covered like 100, 150 mind controlism technologies, going back to just like music, old school technology. So this is the role of the government, is to mind control you. You have been hit with programming forever, my friends. That's why they call the television, you know, what's the program? It will generate the knowledge to effectively understand, model, and disrupt. That means change your mind that you believe in Jesus Christ. Narratives, systems of stories sharing themes, forms, and archetypes on a neurological level, and the capability to induce powerful narrative phenomena with certainty. Want to change your mind on what you believe with technology. All right, let's continue on this mind control project. To achieve the goal, we've assembled a transdisciplinary team from Arizona State University and Barrow Neurological Institute. Members have expertise in neuropsychology, neural imaging, narrative theory, persuasion, and strategic communication. And get this, as well as religion and culture. They ultimately want you to worship Lucifer, basically. The team will achieve 4 key innovations in research approach, theory and practice, integrate narrative theory, neural imaging, and persuasive outcomes. Each of these areas has been studied independently, but no effort to date has tested responses of the brain to narrative and correlated those attitude and behavioral change. Our design integrates these concepts in all three phases, meaning that the neural underpinnings of the narrative can be directly linked to the practical strategic communication outcomes. The resolve conceptual problems in the narrative and psychology of religion. They're calling religion a psychology. They want to hit the subjects with different stimuli and measure it multiple ways as they hit them with their technology. Most narrative theory comes from humanities, which favors interpretive analysis of single narratives or small sets thereof and tends to discount generalizable quantitative empirical research. Further studies of psychology of religion, they're calling religion a psychology, have historically been based on measurement paradigm that takes little account of the narrative structure of religious messages. You need to think about when false prophet and the Antichrist destroy the whore. They hate the whore. I think the whore is this beast, or it's this Illuminati system, right? Many suspect any place where there is an obelisk, like London, Washington, and the Vatican, part of this beast system, the Antichrist will probably destroy all this evil that we see with our eyes, all these pedophiles, and will be considered a hero. So I think this whole thing's going to play out. But it'll be false light. Lucifer can come as an angel of light. And you think about the Freemasons, right, with their checkered board, black and white. And ultimately, it's going to be Lucifer worship. Let's continue. I mean, this is where they start getting into justifying this because of extremism. Christians are extreme. All right, here's how they're going to describe Christians. Let's read. This project tests key narrative theories from communication, literary studies, and psychology in a design that will explain relative effects, cause and effect, trigger, manipulate thoughts, feelings, and behavior, measure it, and then stimuli with mind controlism technology. It also uses stimuli based on religious master narratives. They're calling the gospel a religious master narrative. They probably never looked into it or read the word of God. Let's continue. So often appropriated by extremist groups, so they're calling Christians extremist groups, to understand the psychological effects of a particular message features and to attend to the relationship between narrative and political violence in contested populations, a small subset which may engage in extremist behavior or financially, ideologically, or politically support extremists. So they're like, okay. You want to support somebody giving the gospel? Is that extremism now? For really fundamentalist Christians that believe the Bible is 100% true, literally? That's where they're taking this, my friends. Produce significant innovations in the study of neuropsychology of narrative. While some research exists on how particular brain regions respond to the narrative, none has identified brain networks, so they're measuring everything, that are responsible for the narrative comprehension. They want to know, when they give you a stimuli, what part of the brain is activated? This is key shortcoming because the activity of any particular region is affected in complex ways by activity in other regions. Existing research also relies on fMRI methods that achieve poor temporal resolution. So they really want to get in and scan your brain. This prevents full understanding of how various regions work together over time to comprehend a narrative, their propaganda. Only by taking a holistic, multi-model neuroimaging approach can we fully understand how narrative affects the brain. Dealing with freaks. DARPA wants to destroy Christ, my friends. All right, here's the statement of work that gets more into the process, the scope. This project integrates narrative theory, psychology of religion, neuropsychology, neuroimaging, and transcranial magnetic stimulation. So they're going to stimulate stuff to describe, explain, and test the response of a narrative comprehension network to stimuli based on religious master narratives. Again, they're calling the Bible a religious master narrative. The project builds on a core within subjects experimental design in the first phase, adding between subjects manipulations in phase two to test hypothesis about the functions of the network identified in that phase. Phase three seeks to manipulate key accessible areas via transcranial magnetic stimulation to provide strong interferences about the role of those areas that play in comprehension. So transcranial magnetic stimulation is a type of brain stimulation therapy. It is non-invasive treatment. It uses electromagnetic pulses to stimulate nerve cells, which improve symptoms of neurological or mental health disorders. So they're going to probably call Christians mentally ill. Now, here we go. Finally, this project will create a fundamental basis for understanding how to disrupt or enhance aspects of narrative structure and or the brain functioning to minimize or maximize persuasive effects on the subject proclivity to engage in political violence. We're not bringing down the World Trade Centers. We're not shooting missiles at the Pentagon. We're not doing false flags at the Boston Marathon, the RT Unlocked. On and on and on and on. I mean, come on. You have to be asleep to not see this, my friends. We're not running the drugs at level 13. All right, the need for the research. I thought this was wicked. DARPA's justification. This project integrates insights from three mutually informing theoretical terrains, narrative networks in circulation in contemporary cultures, particularly those narratives that are appropriated by extremists to promote, support, and justify violence. Brain networks, the neural and cognitive pathways through which the brain processes narrative as measured by multi-model brain imaging techniques, and meaning networks or the patterns of interpretation and influence, attitudinal, intentional, and behavior changes that accrue with narrative neural networks are activated. That's their programming. We will focus on religious narratives partly because the theoretical opportunities they provide and partly because their power in catalyzing extremist behavior. They're calling Christians extremists because here's who they're testing. Here's who they are testing, Christians and Muslims. Give me a break. I bind this technology in the name of Jesus Christ. Subjects in this program of research were focusing on members of two religious communities, Christians and Muslims. The choice of Christian and Muslim participants afford us a number of theoretical and practical opportunities. They share a number of key similarities in the purpose of our research, including several similar master narratives, i.e. cosmology, monotheistic. Both are from Abrahamic religions. They also have several importantly different master narratives, primarily Muhammad's prophecy for Muslims and the divinity of Jesus Christ for Christians. We can leverage these similarities and differences to design our stimuli. That's your programming. There are several advantages to choosing religious narratives. First, religion is ubiquitous. Every culture has some form of religion, and most people in the world are religious. Even if are not, religious narratives provide culture in ways that religion master narratives are familiar to people, even if they are not personally religious. Religious narratives are among a small set of kinds of narratives that can guide people's ultimate concerns, making people willing to devote their lives to charitable services of others, to kill or die in the service of religion. We also measure several individual difference variables related to religious outlooks, for example, fundamentalism. Let's summarize, my friends. You need to think about what we always talk about, how everything is a counterfeit to the word of God. Lucifer wants to be omnipresent. That's your fake AI God that speaks to other dimensions. The fake Holy Ghost is 5G, 6G. The Antichrist will have a fake resurrection and will run AI probably after Seal 4. Come in as a savior, he'll show up as a hologram in the mark of the beast with all this predictive programming, this black goo that they're trying to defile you with. You take this mark of the beast and then you worship this image, you will be tied up to this hive mind. And we've proven that out with our book, Seal One Has Opened, the keys to the fourth beast kingdom, that is iron, graphene oxide, mix and clay, you. And it shows, this white paper shows what DARPA and the U.S. government thinks about Christians, probably about all religions, because ultimately they want you to worship Lucifer. They want you to worship the state. That is where they're going. And if they can't win the narrative that they're doing good, then they need to mind control you. I mean, that in itself shows how evil DARPA is.